Calendar Sex by Katya Slonowski, narrated by Lily Ward. It all started with Christy, the type of colleague that exists in all workplaces up and down the country. You know, the one with red hyena-dyed hair and provocative clothes. Someone who wants to be the center of attention, just like the popular girls at high school. The type of woman that, even though she is approaching 50, has an immense need to be appreciated, noticed, and recognized at work, and no one would ever be able to satisfy that need, even if they stayed and listened to her rattling all day. Maria didn't really like Christy all that much, but somehow the two of them had ended up in the sauna together at the big conference that autumn. The company they worked for had made a huge profit the previous tax year and had therefore decided to put a bit of extra money on staff perks. The autumn conference had therefore been arranged at a mansion with spa facilities, and the organizers had included outdoor hot tubs, sauna, and skincare on the agenda. One late evening, Maria and Christy found themselves being the only ones left in the sauna. The others had either gone to bed already or were having a good soak in the wood-filled hot tub. And Maria and Christy had had their fair share of alcohol by this point. Christy was the one that started talking about sex. She, a divorcee with a habit of dating many different people, was used to being quite open and frank about her private life, and sex was one of her favorite subjects. Maria was well aware of this, as her desk had been located quite close to Christie's for a number of years by now. Maria, however, usually didn't like to share too much when it came to topics like this one, and immediately felt uneasy when Christy asked, "So, what's your favorite position?" Maria fidgeted a little and answered that she wasn't quite sure. "Do you usually try lots of different positions then? You and Heinrich." Maria didn't really know what to answer, nor did she think it was any of Christy's business, but of course she wouldn't tell Christy that. "I always strive for some kind of balance between the four main positions, but I must admit that a good licking never goes amiss," Christy giggled. Maria noticed she was getting drowsy. She ought to go to bed. Perhaps send a text to Heinrich telling him she was fine and that she missed him. Maybe she had had a little too much to drink. Christy certainly had. But one thing stuck with Maria. "The four main positions?" She looked quizzically at Christy. Christy looked smug as she glanced over. "You don't know the four main positions?" she asked, as if to prolong the awkward moment.
"No, I don't,"
Maria retorted sharply.